Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here with regular co-hosts of the program, Sean O'Brien.
Hey, Greg.
Tim Convey.
Greg, really happy to see you today.
Good to see you, buddy. I'm also with my former roommate, a very funny comedian and a good friend of all of ours, Ryan Beck.
Hello. Hi, boys. How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
It's good to see you.
I can't believe it's taken this long.
Did I leave you hanging?
You did.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, buddy. I needed that.
I can't believe this is your first appearance on the pod. You're tight with all of us. We've all had good times. We are a year and a half into this thing, and here you are.
Here I am.
Worth waiting for, though, I'm sure of that.
We wanted to get it just right before we brought in a high-powered guest like Ryan Beck.
Yeah, totally I had to know that it was this had staying power before I was going to.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
I'm not so sure it does. Sean quits every other week, so it's not, I'm not sure it does.
Every other month. 80 episodes, we're doing all right.
That's great.
Things are a lot of brands.
Yeah.
You're originally from these parts.
I am. St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now New York City.
Great. Yep, I've landed out there. So I come back, people ask me what high school I went to, and then I go back to the city.
It's great.
Yep.
It's great. And we, similar family situations, you and I, going through a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
Was that a question? The wives, the children, stuff like that.
How many kids you got? You got two.
I've got two.
Yeah, I got two. Two kids, wife, dog. You have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the same. He doesn't like his dog, though.
You don't like the dog?
No, that's not true. I really like my dog.
I saw Max last night, man.
I love him, in fact.
He hasn't settled down, really.
No. I don't like being a pet owner.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. But you have, like, a fence.
There's a fence, yeah.
You could just let him out.
He's got a whole setup.
Yeah, Ryan, my issues go much deeper than just being able to let him out or not.
I don't know. That seems pretty like a luxury.
I think he was bit by, as a kid, but he hasn't talked about
it. You were bit by a dog.
No.
No, not at all.
Just feels that way.
Yeah, okay. There's, like, a trauma.
There's something to say I don't, like, I love my dog, but I'm not, I don't like being a pet owner. I can't.
I don't really know what's like got you down, like buying heartworm medicine.
No, it's he relocates the clothing and shoes in my home. I can't just take my shoes off like an adult.
Yeah.
In my house that I've worked hard for, because they will end up somewhere else. And if you're somebody like me, you're constantly running late. That is a challenge. You can't just put food down. My children, their food is never, ever safe, no matter where it is from that dog. It's just these minor inconveniences that happen every single day. I mean, not even getting into him getting into, I don't know, toilet paper or trash or something.
Let me revolutionize your life, Tim.
I'm listening.
Shoe cabinet. Put a door on it.
I want to leave my shoes in different places.
Bang. That's why we brought Ryan Beck on.
There it is. Solutions.
What else
handle.
Can Tim do to improve his life? Frankly, Sean and I are sick of the complaints.
Start with the shoe cabinet, okay? Yeah. The food is never safe. Deal with it.
I don't want to deal with that. I mean, that's we just painted the picture. I don't want to deal with that.
So. Say it again. Tell him.
I don't want
to. No, tell him, Ryan.
Deal with it.
Tim. Deal with it.
It's part of it.
I don't want to deal with it. I've had enough I got to deal with.
We all just
That's
dealt
exactly
with your
my
little
point.
White there, lie of you working hard.
There is something really nice about a dog eating a baby's food. It's very funny. It's very sweet.
Yeah, if it happened once a month.
See what Ryan does? He makes a bit out of it.
Yeah. If it happened
once. Spins it into gold.
Spin. He's going. I got a shoe cabinet.
If it happened once a month, I think it would be just delightful. It happens several times a day.
I will say this in Tim's defense. Max is a maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Max
my dog is not
now,
a
Now, Max
maniac.
Likes me. He does. Max, when I go over there, Max.
He gets excited?
I don't know. Maybe he does for everybody, but I knew Max when he was
he
a baby.
He likes Greg.
Yeah.
He likes
well, have
Greg.
You trained him, man? Have you done months of training?
We did some training. I mean, we did some training.
What's some?
He's throwing his hands up. This is user error.
We took him to a trainer came to our house. We took him to regular training stuff. I don't know about this stuff. So,
3 to 6 months, 5 days a week.
Five days a week.
That's what I did. And Gus is an angel.
We didn't do that.
He is an angel. I bet Gus.
Gus is a sweet dog. Yeah.
Needs surgery on his knee, but
I like,
I like Max
a lot.
I like Max a lot,
can't
too.
Train that. No, you can't.
The other thing is, man, I mean, Max is a maniac, and Timothy's a maniac, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Last night, I was at Tim's house, and it was about 9 o'clock. And our friend Spencer was there, and we were all talking, and Spencer is like not listening to Tim's story. He's kind of distracted. And he goes, I think something's going on behind you. We're like, what? And it was Timothy at 9 o'clock, who I think went to bed at around 6 or 7.
The process started around 6:45.
This is the baby?
Yeah.
No, it's the older. It's the 4-year-old.
Yeah, he's 4. He was just like
lurking,
like looking out from just behind the wall
at 9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock. He's just looking out, and really, I go, "Hey, Timothy, man, what's up?" He comes running out, not sleepy at all.
No,
yeah. No,
he's doing bits. goes back up to bed an hour and a half later, crawled into bed with us, and refused to go anywhere else. And
yeah,
kicked me in the nose.
I slept with a 4-year-old in my bed last night too. Yeah, but he came in, he didn't want to sleep. We're at my parents' house. And he was like, "Please don't leave me. I'm going to be lonely." And then we're like, "Yeah, I'm leaving you."
Yeah.
And went in, and within like 30 minutes of us trying to go to sleep, he's in there and he's going sideways. He's kicking my face.
Man. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got kicked in the throat several times last night.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why they can't just the bed is plenty big. Like if he just slept like a normal person, it honestly wouldn't be that big of a deal. But he can't. He has to be, you know. Ankles on my nose and his shoulder on Emma's shoulder.
Why does it make for the best sleep for you?
It's terrible, and you never catch up.
Sounds like the kid's crazier than the dog.
There's a lot of similarities.
The kid has more of an impact on my life, but there's also far more benefits.
My baby has,
Tim loves his kid. He just doesn't like being a parent.
I do like, I actually like Shoot being cabinet. A parent.
I love my kid. I just hate being a dad.
Big difference.
My baby gets the dog back. He goes and grabs his food.
Oh, really?
So he's a science diet kid. He's big into it. He crawls right across the kitchen, and he's like, "This is me."
Yeah.
And we're like, I the number of like kibbles that I've fished out of his mouth.
Me too. Yeah, I've been there.
So, yeah, he really goes for it.
Yeah. How old's the younger one?
11 months.
Okay.
And then there's a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That's Rockin' Robin, right?
Rockin' Robin's the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He's great. Getting ready to walk.
So anyway, again.
Closer to the dog food.
For the record, I love Max. I would be devastated if anything ever happened to Max, for sure. But I just the day to day of owning a pet when you are also raising two small children is it's a lot.
He's pretty obedient when you tell him to go into his house.
The only thing there are a few good things. No, there are a lot of good things about Max. But in terms of obedience or inconveniences other people talk about with their animals, he's totally fine during storms, loud noises, stuff like that. He doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
And when you say house, he pretty much generally goes to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max, house.
Done. It takes 3 or 4 times, but yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. We should say Randy is not with us today.
Mm. Randy?
He's fine.
He's fine. He's well, Eric is substituting. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're always happy to have
Fan Eric. Favorite, Eric, when he takes
they over love him.
Charles. They do love him.
Ladies love cool Eric.
Eric, did you ever sign a non-disclosure form with us? Because I think you were here for one of the times when Sean quit, and it got pretty heated between all of us.
I was here. I did not sign anything.
Yeah, we need to get that done.
Yeah.
You're going to hear from Jake Handler, and... Your life's going to be miserable if you run your mouth about what happened.
Oh, yeah, you are here.
It's a while ago, and he's kept quiet, so I think we can trust Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put my headphones on and walked out of the room like Mom and Dad were fighting.
Yeah. So, and Mom and Dad and Dad. Yeah. Or what? There was 3 of us. It got pretty ugly.
Greg, this is the 4th show. Greg is in a row. Greg has brought that up. You're scoring at home, gang.
Listen, you quit on air. It might come up a good one or time, time or two.
Yeah, you're right. Eric doesn't need to see that. So, Greg, let me ask you, who was the better roommate? Just let's get it out right now.
Wow.
You had both of us. Let's pros and cons each one of us.
It's going to be me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Greg?
I'm very
clean. I think it would be, I think the tiebreaker is Ryan never said, what do you need the rent for? You make plenty of money. Ryan never did do that. Sean, at one time, I was like, hey, buddy. I think it was, we said like on the 15th and you're like, yeah, man, what? So what, man? I mean, you're making a bunch of money.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have said,
I don't remember saying it that way.
I remember.
Yeah. What do you need it for?
What do you need it for? You make plenty of money. Why are you sweating me? I don't think Ryan ever said that.
No, it doesn't sound like something I would say.
Yeah.
I can't remember. If I did, that was not cool.
Yeah.
Cause I was getting a good rate already. So.
Oh yeah. Greg's a great roommate.
We had good times there. I had great times with Sean, great times with Ryan. We lived in Queens.
Yeah, Greg was very into the walk when we lived together.
Oh, was that with the walking days?
This was the walk era of Greg, where it's like, he's putting too much stuff in there, okay? Like, you need a little oil, throw some stuff to actually cook the vegetables. Greg's doing bags of vegetables into the wok. The wok's piled up.
Yeah.
He's, you know, got a big spoon. He's walking in there. And then he goes out on the road and he comes back and he goes, Ryan, why don't you clean this place up? There's broccoli everywhere. There's cauliflower and carrots all over.
Greg, thoughts on that?
I remember a few things from our place. I mean, it's, you know, you live in New York City. It's a pretty small place. But
dishwasher?
We had a dishwasher, which is, it didn't work for the first 6 months. And we got into a big.
And it was a big selling point to the apartment. The dishwasher.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
Like, they were like, you got a dishwasher. You're in New York City. You have a dishwasher. You're kings.
Yeah.
Tommy was a
the Greek landlord.
He was tricky, man.
Landlord in New York City. Mm-hmm.
Tommy was old enough and Greek enough where you're like, maybe I should just leave him alone. But he wasn't.
Maybe he doesn't
so
know
old
he means.
And Greek that you're like, he can't do anything. He played the line perfectly.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, he always claimed not to be the owner of the.
I talk to the owner.
It's like we're
the owner, Tommy.
Yeah, we're talking.
And Ryan and I both know that you're the owner.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
He would put, I talk to the owner. You're the owner. I ratted him out to his daughter one time on the dishwasher.
Yep.
We finally, me and Ryan, he was like, I get it. I talk to the owner. Maybe we get it, you know, I talk to the owner. And I like, finally, I like found the address, which was Tommy's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, this thing needs to be fixed. It's in the, the lease is totally on my side. I've done the work. And then like the next day, his daughter must've been like, you can't do this. Like, and then the next day, Tommy showed up and we fixed it. Yeah. We had to play hardball with Tommy like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. We're like, he says he's not the owner.
She's he was
like,
a pretty nice guy on a few other things. So I enjoyed Tommy, but yeah.
Yeah. He was a character. He's a New York character.
Yeah.
The only thing I really didn't like was one time I think we were in some sort of dispute about the air conditioner, the owner, and I walked by him and he was with all his other landlord buddies. Mm-hmm. In Astoria, there's a lot of Greek landlords and they were all kind of hanging out and I go, hey man, you know, you said you were going to get the thing. And he just said something I'm a comedian. I know what's funny. He just said something like, I don't think you're right. You know? And then they all just, he was killing what they were ridiculing me, man. Mm. Yeah. I didn't care for that.
Yep.
What did we have? We remember that vacuum we had that you really liked?
Mm-hmm.
That like
stick vacuum?
Stick vacuum.
Yep.
I've still never been able to find one like it. I've got a pretty good one now, but it's not.
What happened to it? It had to go to you.
I think it broke down after a while. Yeah,
yeah. The shark?
The shark. I have a shark now. Stick shark ninja, whatever it is. I guess it's a shark. Shark ninja, the same thing.
One
is one. Okay,
one lives in the ocean.
It's a good point. But a true ninja
could live.
Could
in the
you don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Greg's got you there.
That's a great point.
But that's the best stick vacuum. The
really?
Shark. Yeah, far and away.
I got the
far and away.
Better than the one we had.
This thing is fantastic.
That's not better.
I don't know.
It's
still working.
You
so that's
loved
good.
It. You loved it, man.
Yeah, I love vacuum.
Remember, and we had the I still remember we had the little postcard that Ryan made that was reversible. Dishes clean, dishes dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Put that magnet up on the dishwasher.
Then everybody knows.
Everybody knows what's going on. Yep. Everybody knows.
We have one of those, but it just doesn't
register.
Everyone in the house needs
flipping
to commit
it?
To it.
No, it's not Max.
He's flipping it.
Other Max family members flipping are flipping it.
Yeah.
And we have a top and a bottom, and so only one magnet, so it just creates some confusion, you can imagine. We should invest in another magnet.
You got a double dishwasher.
Yeah.
That seems really? Unnecessary.
It is a little bit. It's not as practical. I don't know why they have one.
Huh.
But
I got a double air fryer now.
Why?
Oh, I got a dual.
Why? Good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a dual air fryer because you got a 4-year-old. You need chicken nuggets and you need French fries on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Those have different cooking times.
Yep.
French fries take pretty long time. Nuggets, not so much. Dual, it sinks. It is a ninja. Now you got chicken nugget and the French fry stopping at the same time. You can bring it to the little boy. You can put on.
So the two different temperatures?
Yep. Yeah. Dual.
Yep. Dual. One's going 400. One's going 350. 10 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever.
Interesting.
Time it out.
Mm-hmm.
You just making chicken fingers?
I had my chicken fingers last night
okay.
with my watermelon.
Yeah.
You're air frying watermelon?
No, I just, but I use it all the time, man.
It's, yeah, the Juul is great.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it all in there and, you know, when it's ready, it's ready.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's acceptable.
Okay. I did some chicken thighs the other day. I'd like to say they came out pretty good.
In your air fryer?
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Good stuff.
Really cool. You're not walking as
Sean
much
gave
anymore.
Me an air fryer one time.
Yeah. Really? But then
that happened in the flood.
The flood. Yeah. The flood got that.
It was a Juul. It was a nice one.
I gave you a Juul.
It was really nice. It's one of the nicer things anybody's ever given me. Sean gave me that.
I didn't know those existed.
That's I didn't know a double dishwasher existed, but it seems completely unappealing to
me. I remember we had those water pitchers.
Yeah.
And
the Brita filters.
They weren't Brita.
They weren't?
It was a different.
Bootleg Brita?
Pure?
Zero something, I think, is what the name of it was. And one of them was a little big. I remember saying, if I could put some money together, I'm going to get another one of these medium-sized ones.
Yep. Well, it's because you try to put it in the fridge. It's taking up too much space. It's kind of like touching the top rack.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not what you want.
Mm-mm.
We got a couch, man, which was a huge thing, man.
Couch was great.
We went together to get that couch.
Greg paid for the couch.
It did not survive the flood. That thing.
Oh, that's a shame. And I drove that across the country.
Yeah. Ryan brought all my stuff.
In a U-Haul. I turned 28 or 9, I think, in West Virginia, because I was driving Greg's U-Haul back to St. Louis. Yeah. Listen, when he was a good roommate, this podcast is a who's who of needs things from Greg Warren. So, you guys understand.
You are compensated for that drive.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. Of course, I will drive your stuff across the country. You've done plenty for me. This is my point.
This is. I drove Tim's stuff across the country.
Him and Josh Arnold.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff.
You probably
St. Louis, LA.
I had There was never a second that I wasn't going to drive a U-Haul across country. One, great experience.
Right.
Two, he asked me to.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You got to deliver. I like that he got irritated with you because most guests, there are exceptions that he treats just like he treats Sean and I.
Mm.
And you're an exception. And I enjoy that because most of the time the guest gets just the very kind, generous, giving Greg Warren.
A lot of loving and warmth.
You get the same one
that I get Greg,
which is good.
Yeah, man.
That's because, what you want.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
Authenticity.
I'm sure Eric hasn't witnessed any of this.
Yeah. No. Well, he's got the NDA.
Eric, do you agree with what I just said?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go, man. Yeah.
That's a paycheck response, ladies and gentlemen. That is a paycheck response.
I don't even think we're in his headphones. I think he's listening to something else. Yeah. He's got an audio book.
There, different podcast.
He's working the way through Lincoln and the Bardo or something like that.
Yeah. The brand this week is Vicks, and I'm going to go on record and say I don't like it. At all.
Wow.
I'm opposed to us doing this.
I thought we're not allowed to say that.
Well, no, it's not. Ryan was the one who wanted to do it. Tim wanted to do it.
Tim.
These guys.
You told me Sean wanted to do it.
Sean wants to do it. And you told me Sean wanted to do it. I've only done it because he told me.
But Greg told me, which is that Sean wanted to do it.
I'll tell you, and I get that you don't want to do it, but I'm a dog lover. And what these people have done to these dogs, I don't want any part of it.
What? No. What?
I think you got the wrong.
No,
the
man. Wrong, it's the wrong. I don't want to be part of this at all.
It's the wrong.
It's with a K. That's V-I-C-K. You got the wrong.
This has
you got
a K too.
That's
I'm
the
just
guy.
Saying. The
oh, it is a K.
The pit bull fight spelled the same way.
Not the Vicks. Not the Michael Vicks. This is different. The Vicks.
Exactly. I don't want it. I don't want any part of it, guys. I'm not even going to be part of this discussion.
No. Don't think there's a correlation.
He served his time. We understand. Yeah. Mistakes were made. However, wrong Vicks, Greg.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
What?
This is the wrong Vicks. You're thinking about the guy who committed a crime and animal abuse.
And he played football.
And I'm a dog lover. Yeah, that's probably why he's doing it.
No, we're talking about the sniffles. We're talking about the sniffles.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's fighting Max in 3 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah.
Very, very.
And Tim's got mixed emotions.
I would never. Yeah. No,
golden doodle fighting is a sport. Is that, it's a thing that's coming up and it's sick.
Wow.
Backyard golden doodle.
I would never. No, this is a different Vic.
Different Vicks.
This is Vicks. It's an American brand. Over-the-counter medications owned by?
Procter & Gamble.
Mm-hmm. Procter & Gamble. That's P&G. What I thought your objection was going to be.
Oh, well, isn't that suspicious?
Why? We like P&G on here.
We love him on here.
He just, it's,
I love him.
It can be a little too close to home for him sometimes.
Well, you never moved any medicine.
I was part of, Mark Kitchen, who was part of my team, was in the,
The man's
healthcare.
Name was Mark Kitchen?
Yeah, Mark Kitchen. He sold all this stuff. There's no Dayquil or NyQuil here, which is, I think, their biggest brand.
Yeah. It's a part of the Vic.
It's also the most visually appealing.
Tim was asked, Tim shirked his responsibilities and made Sean go buy the samples. Sean decided to buy a giant humidifier instead of some DayQuil and NyQuil, which I could have easily given you $5 for.
I could have brought some from the house. I took some this morning.
If you did?
Guys, oh, yeah.
Are you sick?
I have an allergy cough, and I was like, I need the anti-cough stuff. There's no other anti-cough stuff in the house. I'm going this stuff.
Okay. Shirk my responsibilities. Who bought a Taco Bell last week?
You did?
Yeah, for your topic. So were you shirking your responsibilities?
Probably.
Okay. Just want to be clear about that.
And wait a minute.
Like, Crystal.
Why would I bring NyQuil?
Because, well, for one, they're the most visually appealing product they have. They're colorful.
I made a decision.
Completely lost.
Vicks makes.
They make it. Yeah, I made a decision.
Vicks is part of the brand.
I made
DayQuil
a decision.
NyQuil is Vicks, DayQuil, and NyQuil.
Is that new?
Okay.
You didn't know that?
Never knew that.
No.
Oh, I thought NyQuil was NyQuil and DayQuil was DayQuil.
I thought maybe someday we'll do NyQuil as a brand. So I've made a decision to focus mostly on.
I don't think you could do NyQuil as a brand.
Why not?
Because it's the whole thing is Vicks.
No. No, everybody's
Brian's
got a story.
Right.
Everybody's got a story.
Now
he's
they've
not
got
right.
Now they got NyQuil. Now they have ZQuil. Now they have DayQuil.
Yeah,
now they have PainQuil.
Yeah,
they're doing all the quills.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep going with ailments and quill.
Sounds like a big brand. We could do a whole podcast.
Yeah, you know
on
the brand
because they've expanded it so much.
Tim, do you know what the brand's called? Vicks.
No, it's not.
What? Yes, it is. I'm being gaslit.
That's not true. We
gaslit
did
get
quill.
Used to it.
These we
guys,
did diet
they're
coke.
Liars. They're they're tough to work with.
No,
I love them like brothers. But it's just buckle up, man.
Mm.
This is what you deal with.
That just isn't true. We've done plenty of things owned by, say, PepsiCo, and those are different things.
Like, what's interesting about this is Vicks is owned by Procter & Gamble. So. Yeah. I don't know. Someone would say it's a brand.
I think it's completely reasonable that we would do NyQuil as its own thing.
Where's DayQuil falling?
It's part of all the Quill brands we would do.
Listen, I worked with a guy in a warehouse when I was a teenager.
I'm
okay?
listening.
And he also thought that DayQuil and NyQuil were it's all just the same thing, brother. And that man lost a piece
Sounds
of his
like
pinky.
Tim.
He lost a piece Dead of rigger. His pinky on a trying to stamp plastic over lawnmower parts so they could be sold at Walmart.
Because what he had, he was taking NyQuil.
Because he NyQuiled in the daytime.
You can't do that.
You can't NyQuil the DayQuil.
Just like you can't have a brand discussion without, I'm with you, Ryan.
I mean, you can. You'll have a lot
it's
of
all,
fun.
All the same stuff, brother.
Yeah.
Dude, you're operating, literally operating heavy
Man,
machinery.
Sounds just like Tim. Yeah.
Literally operating heavy machinery on NyQuil. You can't be doing it.
They are getting real specialized with that start.
Mm-hmm.
My brother
got
sick and took Arbor DayQuil, and it worked extremely well on that day.
I didn't say they're the same thing.
I always have a trouble keeping Memorial Day quill and Labor Day quill. Which one's which?
You get them mixed up.
Yeah.
If that's a more acceptable misunderstanding than your buddy. What did he sound like?
It's all the same stuff, brother. It's all the same. This guy didn't eat lunch. He would just smoke cigarettes, and then he'd go operate this huge machine on NyQuil.
On NyQuil.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
man,
you
guys are having a good time. I don't know why you ever moved out together. Just
I know, man.
I didn't expect to be so heated. Over.
Quite
I thought
pair.
When I said, let's do Vicks, I'm talking about the stuff that everybody takes regularly.
So you
DayQuil, NyQuil,
did
ZQuil.
Say let's do Vicks.
I pitched Vicks, and I pitched another brand to Greg.
So
and
now
Greg
we know
said,
why.
Sean really wants to do Vicks.
Okay.
That is a lot. I literally, that's never come out of my mouth.
You did say Vicks.
I said, I really want to do Vicks.
Yeah, you did at one point. Yeah,
when
you were sick a while back, you were taking.
Okay. As a suggestion out of 100.
Wait, yeah, so you were sick, so you were taking DayQuil?
Listen, I'll own it. I did not correlate DayQuil and Vicks. I just did it. I guess the little logos of the bottle, right? Pretty big.
Yeah.
That's on me. I just didn't correlate.
I'm not going to give you any more trouble about it. When you're not feeling well, you're not really.
Let Tim do his report.
I feel strongly, having been here for 80 episodes or so, that NyQuil could be its own brand.
It's going to be. Yeah.
Eric,
I'll be back.
I don't know what is it.
Don't break Eric.
What
this.
It is about when you're here that just a
don't interrupt his audiobook.
A toxicity permeates through this room. And I'm not trying to blame you, but I mean, it feels like you're the source of it.
You think it's me?
I kind of do. Because it was ugly last time, and it feels ugly again already.
I think we're slowly understanding why I haven't been on the podcast yet.
Man, I should just quit again.
Don't quit. Come on, man.
Sorry, come on, we need
Sean.
You.
I'm out. You got. You take over, man.
No, he lives in New York, Sean.
I'm leaving.
Put those shades on.
Well, you won't give me any Ray-Bans, Tim.
Yeah, man. Just give him the Ray-Bans.
Hey, man, you got 10 times the money I do.
Yeah. Make plenty of money.
What do you need the Ray-Bans for?
Yeah, what does he have to? What does he have to pay rent for, man?
Why do you need all the Ray-Bans? Why do you need them all, man? You need 10 pairs? You only got two eyes.
I need them for when I walk my dog, because you don't.
Just let him out.
You have the floor,
Tim. That's what he does. He pivots. He just goes quiet. That's a Tim move right there.
Yeah. We need to hear about the guy that founded Vicks and how he named after his brother, his stepbrother, his
Marcus
brother-in-law.
Vick?
Oh, did you look it up a little bit? Did you learn some stuff?
Hey, I come prepared.
Yeah. You were mistaken, though. You were looking for brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I got there.
You got there.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I got to be honest, this is a brand that started so long ago that there are just a lot of different stories out there. Hard to sift through. You don't know which one's true. A lot of stuff for Vicks. Again, the NyQuil thing, we get there, but I think that's its own thing. Yes,
no
the Vicks company
buddy.
Makes it. Guess what? They make a ton of products. We're mostly going to focus on Vicks VapoRub, a mentholated topical ointment intended for use on the chest, back, and throat for cough suppression or... A lot of people put it on joints for like muscle pain.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
minor aches and pains.
Eric mentioned that they would put it on their eyelids and stuff to help stay awake in the military.
Well, yeah, we'll get to all the different things that people use it for or think that it solves, which there's a lot. But
when Tim does the history, you're always going to get to it.
No.
That's right.
He's got a system.
Do you know our founder?
Greg Warren?
You did some research. No, not the podcast founder.
I was George Washington.
Vicks founder.
I don't remember his name. It's like a German name.
Lunsford Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was born in 1854 in Johnson County, North Carolina. The guy loved chemistry. He went to college. He wanted to study chemistry. He went to Davidson University. Didn't love the chemistry program there. So instead, he studied Latin. Real smart guy. Got out of college with that Latin degree in just 3 years. He taught. He was a teacher for a while, but didn't love it. Eventually, and again, what part of North Carolina? A lot of this stuff happens, a lot of different versions, but they say around 1880, he moved to Selma to work with his brother-in-law, who was a doctor. That doctor's name, Dr. John Vick.
Oh, cool.
A lot of different versions on what the deal was. If this guy was just his own, just kind of a chemist for fun. If he was in fact employed with that doctor, there are versions that say the doctor was like, hey, you come and you can handle all the pharmacy aspect of this. Because back then doctors would just give you medications. Also doctors and pharmacists would kind of come up with their own sort of stuff and start selling it. One version of the story is that he was, and I kind of liked this one. He was always coming up with different things, probably, stuff for his kids. He had a bunch of kids that would get sick. And the doctor, his brother-in-law, was like a well-known doctor in town. So if they throw a doctor's name on it, it's going to mean something in town. Instead of calling it Richardson's stuff to go with Vicks.
Oh, that's right. Because the company was Richardson Vicks, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because eventually, I mean, it's so funny. For that reason, you want to sell some. So you slap your brother-in-law's name after it.
Yeah.
But then it blows up and you're like, ugh. You should have named it after yourself.
Kind of like what Nate did with us.
I think we did with Nate. Yeah, yeah, we did slap his name on it.
The Nate Land sign.
Yeah, it's helped quite a bit.
I thought so.
Yeah.
There's in fact one version of the story that he went with Vic just because Richardson didn't fit on the bottle of the stuff.
It's a lot of letters.
Oh yeah, man.
That's what 12.
But they talk about his Latin background helping him learn the chemical compounds and how to do it. There's also a version of the story.
What's that one do? I don't know, but I know the. The etymology of it.
Mm-hmm. Etymology? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job.
E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y.
There's also a version where they saw something called Vicks Seeds. It was a product at the time being sold in catalogs, and they were like, that sounds good. Let's just name it that. So who knows? Eventually, he was in Greensboro. Whether he was with his doctor brother-in-law in Greensboro or not, we're not totally sure, but he started cranking things out. In fact, he patented 21 different medicines, including Vicks Chill Tonic, Vicks Turtle Oil Linman, Vicks Little Liver Pills, Little Laxative Pills, Vicks Tar Heel Sarsaparilla, Vicks Yellow Pine Tar Cough Syrup, and Vicks, what's this word? Is it grippy? How do you say that? G-R-I-P-P-E. It's another word for...
Grip water?
The flu.
Grip. I think it's the grip.
Grip? The grip.
Yeah, you got the grip.
The bestseller of all these remedies was Vicks Magic Croup Salve. You know that word salve? I avoid saying it at all
costs. It's a hard one.
Yeah. S-A-L-V-E, which in Latin is salve. It's how they say hello in Latin.
Salve.
Yeah, but salve is what the,
something you rub on.
That's basically
you
what the stuff was. It's like an ointment.
It's a good crossword word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came out in 1894. And here's the deal. He had kids that were, it was very specifically for the croup, that croupy cough. His kids would have it a lot. He didn't like what was on the market, so he started working on his own. His grandson said, as a pharmacist, he began experimenting with menthols from Japan and some other ingredients, and he came up with this salve that really, really worked. One son in particular got really, really sick, and he's like, I'm going to get to work on trying to fix this thing. This salve that he made, a strong-smelling ointment combining menthol, camphor, oil of eucalyptus, and several other oils, blended into a base of petroleum jelly. That's all it really is. Petroleum jelly with like just a few of these ingredients, and you put that on.
Good work.
Chest soothing, cough suppressing, head clearing sensation. When the salve was rubbed on the patient's chest, this is how it works. His or her body, the body heat vaporizes the menthol, releasing a wave of soothing medicated vapors that just feels better.
You ever seen that movie Body Heat with Kathleen Turner?
No.
Okay.
It's a little different.
It's a different kind of body. They weren't using a lot of Vapo Rub in that movie.
Not so many salves.
You didn't see it. Painful. How do you know?
I'm aware of what it is.
Okay.
But this is good. This is a dad's ingenuity here.
Yeah, I like it.
100%.
You know, and you're naming stuff after doctors. This is kind of coming on the heels of like the snake oil salesman, except this works.
Yeah. Well,
does it?
We're going to get to
see,
that.
See, I'm not buying a lot of this already.
What?
We're going to get 18 things.
What, 18 things or 1,800?
Well, he just made the whole list, and I'm like, all those are good, sarsaparilla or whatever you said.
Well, those didn't stay, have staying power like, I don't know, NyQuil.
Yeah.
Right. You mean the ingredients? I think the ingredients, you'll have to pick
eucalyptus
up.
Eucalyptus sounds, paper. Eucalyptus, I mean, that's
legit, man.
That is legit.
Yeah, ask a koala bear. They love it.
They can't get enough.
The time. Can't get enough of it.
Swimming in it. There is another version, and I couldn't find this in a lot of places, that Bengay was a product that was out, and people would tell him that it cleared up their sinuses. So he kind of stole the idea from Bengay, but put it in this this new salve. Vicks Magic Croup Salve at first was called, and then later Vapo Rub in 1912. They changed the name at the instigation of that same son that got sick all the time, that the reason the stuff came. That guy went on, real smart guy, worked in sales and marketing in New York City and in Massachusetts, and then he came back to kind of help with the company. And he goes, listen, let's just call it Vapo Rub. This is in 1912.
Beautiful, simple,
and he goes,
clean.
Also, let's stop making everything else. We talked about this with Crocs, a few other products where they're like, you know what? This is the thing that works. Let's put everything we have into that. They stopped making everything else. They went hard on just the Vapo Rub. Changed the name, and then that son became a really big part of the whole operation.
This is what I've been encouraging Ryan to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of material all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Less is more. I was actually thinking about
this. He's got this one grape joke, and I was like, just
do that.
Just be a grape comic, you know? So stay in there.
Just grapes.
And if somebody's going to be like, I want to see some grape stuff, they're going to go right to him.
I do get online people mentioning the grapes, only the grapes.
Yeah.
Only the grapes, like that's all they want?
Yeah, they just want the grapes.
Yeah.
They're worst things to be known for.
There's only so much you can say about grapes, but I'm going to find it.
Sean is working his way.
You haven't even scratched the surface.
No, we're only on the peel, on the skins. What did you say? Well, I missed you roasting Sean.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening.
I start and it doesn't always make it out. But,
he tried, man. He's saying
a defeated one. Sean.
Oh, and that's what is that yeah, gave you just, permission to just elbow right no, in
you
there
just,
then?
You just, I mean, I don't even know you're talking
about. It's my lack of confidence
there. You gotta stop.
Some
of this stuff is gold, but you mumble it. You know, like you like strong. You're like you're not behind it. Sean, then I'm I didn't hear you. And you go, I had gold, guys.
I think we've taken Tim down a little, like just a couple too many notches at the start of the podcast.
That's fascinating logic to hear from you, because it's not how it typically works in other situations like this. But I'm
what was
it's interesting.
Sean.
I was gonna say that Sean is working his way into becoming a watermelon comic.
Yeah, you should have said it louder.
It's pretty good.
You should have not cut me off.
I didn't even know you were talking.
You should have said it louder.
Although Greg's the one with the very sir.
Oh, he's trying. It's all right, Sean. You got it, buddy. Go ahead.
Try next week. Proud. Next week, buddy.
No,
I nailed it too. I just didn't get it out.
Hit it.
Susurrus voice. A very susurrus voice.
Oh, really?
Perfect word.
What's that mean?
I was going to say, if I got it out, I was like, Greg's the one usually on this podcast that has a very susurrus voice.
Can you spell
it? And it would have fit perfectly.
Oh, word of the day.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was right there. S-U-S-U-R-R-U-S.
S-U-S-U.
The context is perfect. I just didn't get it out. And that's the tricky
whispering,
part about this, buddy.
Susurrus.
Murmuring or rustling sound.
He was saying that's what you're doing, and Greg kind of whispers on the show sometimes.
It originates from the Latin. So it's applicable.
There's been a lot of susurrusness on the pod today.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things.
Been a lot.
It is an onomatopoeic word.
Onomatopoeia?
Yeah. Onomatopoeia.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even look at that.
It's the adjective.
Susurrus is an onomatopoeia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're like
susurrus.
Yeah. Like oink oink is onomatopoeia too, right? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All the like rough, all the these types of things. Yeah. It used to describe
a lot of dog sounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or animal
dogs
sounds.
Dogs got
a lot of onomatopoeia.
Cornered. They got a bit of a
woof, rough, yip,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bark.
Yeah. Like a monopoly.
Growl.
Monomatopoeia.
Wouldn't it just be most animal sounds?
That was good, man. Yeah, I like that, buddy.
Buzz for a bee.
That would count.
Yep.
Just getting involved.
Onomatopoeia.
I'm just getting
great word. Susurrus, Sean.
I apologize. You know, I mean, it was there. It would land. I didn't spit it out right, man.
Nah.
Susurrus.
It's now, not easy, though.
In my
it's
research,
not an easy one to say.
In my mild research that I've done.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sure.
You know, I know something that's coming up in the timeline here. But you've said that, we're going to get to it. We haven't yet got to the Spanish
right, man,
flu.
Just
yeah.
You got to let him cook, buddy.
You're getting there,
buddy. This is how he works his magic.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all part of the big
plan.
You
just kind of pulled the carpet
out from
under Tim
right there.
And his dumb
I know
research.
He's right there. I was trying to get us back on track.
Yeah. I think he was showboating a little bit. I don't think he was getting us back on track.
I was getting us back on track. I know
Spanish flu.
Yeah.
I'm a man of the people.
Ryan, have you ever watched a full episode of this show?
Absolutely not. A full episode?
No, you haven't. Just clips. You're a clip.
The full episode.
You're a clip guy?
Love the clips.
Yeah.
Clip guy.
I'm a big 390 guy.
Yeah.
You're not alone, buddy. I got merch and everything.
I know. Yeah. When you were saying, I cooked this one thing at 400 in my air fryer and the other one at 3.
Here it comes.
And it was 360. Yeah.
It was almost too easy there.
Yeah.
Which 390 is a default time on
it's
the air
It's the default time.
Yeah.
On the you have the Ninja?
Yeah, yeah.
It, 390 is the default time.
Really?
Yeah. You turn it on, it starts at 390.
It's 390 for 20 minutes and you go, what are you cooking in here? A potato? Like a big potato? What are you doing?
That's interesting.
Yeah. 20 minutes is the default for me too.
Yeah. That's too long to do any of that.
Crazy. Yeah. So H. Smith Richardson, he helped. He goes, hey, let's just focus on this. Man, I had a great reveal for the Spanish flu. Mm-hmm. But,
reveal it anyway.
Yeah, I absolutely will. When H. Smith Richardson got involved with all his big city know-how, they started doing some pretty cool marketing stuff. One thing is going to blow your mind. They started providing free goods to the druggists who placed large orders. They're like, hey, we'll hook you up. This is the beginning of stuff like that. They were putting coupons in newspapers for free samples. They were like, just try this stuff. It is kind of magical if you think about it. If you're not familiar with a menthol thing and all of a sudden you're rocking it, it feels great. They advertise on billboards, which is big. And then get this. They were sending out coupons in mailers, right? And they'd send them to P.O. boxes. In recorded history, the first ever to not go find those people's names, but to just address it to box holder.
Oh, really?
Meaning they invented junk mail.
Yeah. Wow.
The first place ever to be like, you know, homeowner or card holder, whatever, just whoever it is.
Resident.
Resident.
Current
exactly.
resident.
That's,
yeah. Which I'm not happy about that.
Or current resident.
It gets worse every year.
The junk mail. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
The amount. I mean, we all get it. I mean, we all deal with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's out of control.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
I'm on the informed delivery. You guys into this?
Let's talk about it.
Mm. You like it?
I don't know it.
Okay. You go to the web, you go to the post office, you can sign up for informed delivery. They send you a picture about what's going to come in your mailbox. So when it goes through the scanner, you already know, am I getting that thing that I actually want or am I getting more ads today in the mailbox?
Free?
It's like a trailer.
My wife has that. Yep.
It's like a trailer for what's coming in your mailbox. Free service.
Which, well, look at this.
But you can't stop it, right?
No, you can't stop it. But they just send you the scan of, like, you know, it's a big machine taking pictures of all the mail.
Yeah.
Send
can't you just go to the mailbox?
You can, but then, you know,
wait.
Maybe you don't like so much mystery in your life. Maybe you're expecting something that you want in the mail. Maybe, oh gosh, you know.
Yeah.
My favorite is when occasionally we'll get a postcard.
Yeah.
And it scans. You can read the postcard early. And you're, you get the postcard and you're like, this is the one. I saw this from my phone.
Yep. My wife has that, but she's basically spoiling the mail for me because I like to go to the mailbox and see what's there. And
spoiling.
That morning.
Spoiler alert. Like Ryan coming. Spoiled that Spanish flu thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which I still haven't got to. So I just told you they invented junk mail. That's pretty crazy.
That
tons
pretty
of marketing
cool.
stuff, which is all great, but guess what else helped them sell product? A little something called
Spanish flu.
The Spanish flu.
I missed my cue.
Yeah.
The Spanish
flu. I was on it.
The deadly Spanish flu outbreak ravaged the nation in 1918 and 19, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. They were right on the forefront of all that. According to the company's history timeline, VapoRub scales sales skyrocketed from $900,000 to $2.9 million in a single year because of the pandemic. This is really good. There was a Vicks plant in Greensboro that operated around the clock during the flu because they're just cranking this stuff out. They had salesmen on the force, and they go get to the factory and do work. Because these guys are like, it's like your dad making fun of you for selling peanut butter. Like, oh, you need to go sell peanut butter. These guys are like, I gotta go call on some place, and they're like, hey man, the sales are fine. Get to the factory, put on some gloves. Because they couldn't crank it out fast enough. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, Greg caught a stray there, but you know it was good.
Yeah,
it's something he talks about.
I don't know.
It's okay for me to talk about.
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Okay.
Some of the light went out of his eyes when you shot it.
I feel sorry for these Vicks sales guys.
It's pretty funny that they're like, I'm out there selling. Like, no, dude, get in the factory
Vicks,
line.
So the pandemic makes Vicks so popular. It's kind of like Zoom for our last pandemic. Nowhere. Now, boom, Zoom. You wouldn't have to sell that.
Yep.
Yeah. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's ubiquitous.
Oh, I got to go talk to these people on Zoom. No, you don't.
Yeah, what are you going to tell a company they don't know already?
Yeah, also stay home. There's a pandemic.
The Microsoft Teams guys, they had to get to work.
Yeah.
The Skype people, they really dropped
it. Get on board.
Skype got whooped.
They dropped, they dropped the ball big time.
Should do one of those.
We did a show together in Greensboro.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Had a car wreck.
Oh, that's a car wreck.
It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
Ryan was in the car. Mm-hmm. These guys will never believe it.
No, this was... I think I remember.
And I had to pay
it's the only one that hasn't been its fault because the other eight have been.
Yeah, man,
that is right. That is right.
It couldn't have been at the worst time, too, because it was like at the end of the weekend. We were so tired. It was like 11:45 or something. It's late. There's no other cars on the road. And we're like on the exit to go to the hotel. So it happens on the exit ramp.
Mm.
And this guy just comes right over and just smashes right into us. And then he pulls ahead. And he puts his head down and he doesn't move for what felt like minutes, like too long to where I was like, is this an ambulance situation? Is this guy hammered? I think he was just upset with himself.
Mm.
You know, that's Greg's very kind in this way. I know you guys give him a lot of trouble for being gruff, but Greg is very, he was like, immediately I'm like angry. I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Call police.
File charge, press charges.
Throw him in jail. Get him out of here.
Yep.
He rammed into us. This is completely his fault.
Get a lawyer.
And he's going compassion all the way.
Mm.
Like maybe this guy, we find out he's not from the country. So then Greg's worrying about, is this guy, you know, maybe he doesn't
have. They never tracked him down.
They never tracked him down.
I had to pay for it.
Yep.
Period?
Yeah. But he didn't want to go so hard to call all these people because he didn't know what this guy's family situation was or whatever else.
I have a feeling it was like, oh boy, I'm going to get deported.
So he did it and never walked away scot-free.
He had two phones. Mm. At one point, he's handing me the phone to try to log into his Geico.
Language barrier.
But it was just...
Well, that's also a sign of a drug dealer. Breaking Bad?
I know. This guy wasn't a drug dealer. He was just like a kind of sad guy that, like... He should have definitely done the right thing by Greg and paid for the car or, like, tried to make that arrangement because Greg was very obviously being, like, off the books. You pay for this. It's not my car.
No, I mean, I got his insurance, but the insurance was like, we don't know where he is.
Did you get his license?
Yeah, we got everything. I took so many pictures.
So your insurance is just like, we give up? You have to eat this?
I can't remember how we handled it.
That's insane.
I think I didn't want my insurance
I had somebody
involved.
Call me. Like, I had to give a statement and all this.
I don't know. I wound up paying, like, just paid for the whole thing out of pocket. Yeah, didn't have my insurance.
Actually,
involved.
I think I remember what the guy said. He hits our car, we pull over, and Greg, you were like, you got to pay for this. And he goes, you make plenty of money. Why would you, what do you need for this?
Yeah, you're rich.
Well, what do you need this for?
But wait, was this the rental car or your car?
Rental car.
That throws a whole wrench in the
Yeah, I have a
there,
feeling I have a feeling there. that when this comes out, this guy's going to see the episode and feel bad. And he's going to make it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a member that he dinged that Hyundai.
You're probably right.
I think he was a drug mule.
Man, that's mule. Wild.
Not just
I've been watching a lot of docs about this stuff.
Yeah.
That's the game they play.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So old Vicks blows up, especially the VapoRub, very much because of the Spanish flu. Now,
it didn't cure the flu, did it?
I want to talk about a very important fact. Vicks VapoRub, it doesn't cure anything.
Just makes you feel a little better.
Symptoms.
You feel better. That's all it does.
And that's a lot like our comedy. We're just making we're not curing anything.
It's all temporary.
I'm curing people.
No, is that right?
I'm saving souls, man.
You're placing hands.
You haven't seen my act lately.
You got guys standing up in the audience. I can walk again and I'm gonna leave.
Tim's curing people. Curing people of happiness.
We'll get to some of the numbers on what it actually does and what people say that it works. But it does not cure anything. And this was at the forefront of a lot of these types of products.
Basically, most of Walgreens is just to make you feel better.
Yeah, it's all temporary.
The Doritos, the Pepsi, the Tylenol.
Yeah,
all
it's all to
stuff.
Be like, we don't really do anything good, but we'll keep you from feeling bad.
Yeah, but when you're feeling bad, that stuff.
Even the photos. You know, the developing things, it was like, this will make you feel better.
Yeah,
see a
you're getting a little over your skis on this press.
Every single thing in Walgreens. You said every single thing. Let's keep going. Makeup aisle. Same deal.
Still going. Nail clippers.
Mm-hmm. There's no cures.
Wow. Come see Ryan Beck.
No Cures is a cool comedy special name.
No.
Yeah.
Ryan Beck, No Cures.
Yeah, that was Dennis Leary, No Cure. For
Please me. Welcome.
Dennis Leary, No Cure for Cancer.
Yeah, no Cure for Cancer.
That's great, man. This is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No More Cures?
No More Tears? Johnson?
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
He was No More Tears. No More Tours.
No More Tears.
He was No More Tears.
No More Tears.
No More Tears.
Fun song.
So back to that Spanish flu. It's bad. It's real bad. In fact, unfortunately, it ends up claiming the life of our founder.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Spanish flu got which one, Richardson or Vicks?
Richardson.
Okay.
Vicks was just a guy with his name on it, man.
Okay.
Brother-in-law.
In 1919, he passed away. His son took over the company. Vicks continued to grow, started buying other companies. Some of the marketing stuff they did was great. I wanted to bring this up. In 1925, they published a children's book to help promote the product. The book told the story of two elves, Blix and Blee, who rescued a frazzled mother whose sick child refused to take nasty-tasting medicines. Their solution? Vicks.
Yeah.
VapoRub.
I love this.
If you pulled this up, you might kind of recognize it. At least the style of it looked familiar to me. Eric, I don't know if you have those capabilities, but Blix, B-L-I-X, and Blee, B-L-E-E. If you could look that up, that would be...
Another friend of the pod, Dunkin' Donuts, has a children's book. They've done a couple of them. We got one last year about the Munchkin. There was like a Munchkin Christmas commercial, you know? No? Okay.
I don't know this.
There, we have a story about a little munchkin donut hole at Christmas time. Finally, really, yeah. Finding his place amongst Blix the family.
And Blee. That's good. Yeah, there's Blix and Blee. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
There you go. Go,
Rob. So they keep going after the flu. I mean, they're doing well. The company expands. In 1931, they began selling cough drops. Now, I did a little research. I was like, did they invent cough drops? No. Cough drops around at least in the late 1800s. Man who invented them, his last name?
Cough.
Robitussin.
Luden. Which are so frowned upon.
Yeah. Oh, they're not, I mean,
as cough drops, but he invented them.
It's nonsense. Luden.
But you know what? This won't surprise you at all. You know what Luden's background was before
candy.
He invented?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a candy maker.
What a shock.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You ever had those fisherman ones?
Fisherman's Friend? Intense. Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But
they
works.
They work. Yeah, they work.
Horrible.
They work.
Or they treat the symptom. Verx, I don't know whether they work.
They're not curing, right. In 1941, they introduced the Vicks Vapo Inhaler, a portable nasal inhaler providing mentholated vapor relief. It became colloquially.
That was what was getting in the way.
It's colloquial. It only took four of us.
Way to go, buddy.
What do you call it?
Thank you.
Takes a village.
What do you call it?
I'm not sure what answer we're doing. What's the question?
The Vapo Inhaler, portable nasal, whatever. It became known as a Vicks stick.
Vicks stick.
Did you Vicks get us stick. A Vicks stick, Sean?
I think we got a Vicks stick up there.
Oh, yeah?
But the Vicks.
Is that a Vicks stick? It looks like...
Vapo stick.
Yeah. Vapo stick.
Looks like deodorant. Stick. Looks like Old Spice.
Yeah. It does, yeah. This is the good stuff. This is what you need when you have kids.
Speaking of...
Yeah, rub them down.
Rub them down.
I forgot about the old Vicks logo.
Can I open it?
That red, red triangle. If you remember.
Yeah, barely.
It's good stuff. It's like you're at a spa.
In 1959, they introduced Sinex nasal spray. And then in 1966, they themselves, Vicks, invented the product known as NyQuil.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Are we allowed to talk about that?
No, tune in for another podcast about NyQuil.
Fine.
It was I'll take the blame on that.
The first multi-symptom liquid. No, I
mean, Tim doesn't want to get into it.
You guys were in lockstep on that one.
No, no, I had no idea.
Sean, just to get Vicks stuff.
This Sean and Tim ruined the podcast.
Uh-oh.
You're out of your mind if you don't think NyQuil is its own brand.
Man, I just didn't know NyQuil had...
It's a good smell. The Vapo Stick is really a lovely product.
Yeah. It is good. And I think we should do some Vapo Rub as I wrap up this history here. In 1982, the parent company became Richardson Merrill, and then at that point it divided into prescription drug company Merrill Dow, as in like Dow Chemical Company.
Oh, wow.
And then over-the-counter drug company Richardson Vicks, which retained the Vicks brand. And then in 1985, they sold to Procter & Gamble. They sold to Procter & Gamble. Greg, you're really good at this. Do you want to guess how much?
What year?
We're talking Taco Bell.
I was off by
85.
But
Greg thought Taco Bell sold for $15 million in the early 80s.
It was 150.
That's low, right?
They had almost 1,000 locations already.
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, man. I got
that one. Let me tell you this before you answer this question. These things are impossible to guess, so I don't think you're going to get it. In 1985, sold to Procter & Gamble. The brand at that time included, the company at that time included brands like Oil Volet.
Yeah.
Clearasil,
yeah.
Vidal Sassoon, and Pantene, all a part of this deal.
Man, Pantene is a monster brand right now. They turned that into a giant brand. Olay turned into a giant brand.
$260 million.
I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go $1.2 billion.
Billion?
Is that really a guess?
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Billion in the
80s? Really?
$1.2 billion.
In the 80s?
I swear. Uh-huh. That was just a taking a
shot.
That's
great.
Good job, buddy.
$1.2 billion.
I got it back for the not knowing the VIX.
I didn't know they did billions in the 80s. That's pretty cool.
They did. Yeah.
Well, Greg was saying how big Pantene is. I mean,
that's one that P&G took. They took Pantene, and then they did the whole... ads where you're putting the vitamins in the hair.
Oh yeah.
And then they took it global, and Pantene is a massive brand.
Yeah.
Pantene Pro V.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Massive brand. Olay, they started making Olay bar soap to compete with Dove. That's what I use.
And Oil of Olay, I feel like is past its prime. Like I remember there used to be commercials all the time.
It was like a youth secret.
15-year-old Jennifer Capriati talking about how she keeps her youthful glow by using Oil of Olay.
That was like a lesson in marketing there. Cause like
everyone made fun of them.
No, like I remember them talking about that because I was around at the time, but they signed Jennifer Capriati, who was this young budding superstar, you know, who personified youth. And then she ran into some,
she got in some trouble.
It wasn't probably the best spokesman person, you know, she just was a kid, but that didn't work out as well.
Right. But Ole, a teenager telling you how to keep your young appearance is a little bit silly.
I know it's silly, but it works.
It works.
Yeah. It's also like a supermodel telling you how to look better. So Olay, you're right. And I don't know a lot about those products, but Olay Bar, I think, is still a big deal.
Okay.
Like Olay Bar Soap is like a direct competitor with Dove, sort of had that moisturizing bar soap.
Yeah.
Who owns Dove? Who is that?
I don't know. Not Procter & Gamble. P&G?
Can we? Yeah, we don't talk about.
I bet it's Unilever.
It's probably Unilever.
I bet it's Unilever.
Unilever, which was Lever Brothers, or I don't.
Speaking of Unilever, that sale in '85 to Procter & Gamble was sold to prevent a hostile takeover by Unilever. I don't know a ton about how all that works, but I mean, hostile. Unilever made a big old offer. I mean, they buy shares, and before they know it, they're just like, we're buying your company, and there's nothing you can do. Yeah,
well, it's kind of Whole Foods. Whole Foods? It wasn't quite like that, but like he had some, what do they call those people that investors. Bought a stake? They bought a stake in the company.
Yep.
And they started like telling him how to run the company. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to sell the company.
Yes.
And I'm going to sell it to Amazon so you guys can't tell me what to do anymore.
Yep. Yeah. I remember that. Interesting. All right. Let's grab some VapoRub out. I'm going to be honest. VapoRub, not a part of my life.
I
don't know that I've ever used it.
That's good stuff.
Vicks products, I'm sure, cough syrup and probably cough drops. But VapoRub was just not a thing that we...
Vicks used to have cough drops.
Used in our house.
But they don't anymore, do they?
That's a good question. I don't know if they do right now, but they I bet they do.
I don't think they
crack
do.
Crack that thing open. Let's start...
This is for dumping, dumping in the bath.
Yeah, that's a bath thing.
Bath salts?
Yeah,
that's a bath salt.
All kinds of things. I mean, it's all about the menthol.
This says do not put in your mouth.
We have here. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, same as the stick.
That.
The stick is the real deal. This
smells like this. Ryan's right. It smells like the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put it.
You're going for it.
Yeah.
Where are you putting it?
I'm loading up.
I wasn't gonna get it all over my fingers.
I'm gonna put it.
You got to take a chance, buddy. On this show,
I don't know what to do with it now.
You got to get your hands dirty.
You got to
put it in the stash.
Because you'd put it. I don't think you're supposed to put it right there.
This is gonna.
Well, let's read.
This is gonna affect the rest of your day.
Seriously?
Yeah, the people around you. You're gonna smell like medicine the rest of your day.
Oh well,
that's better than my cologne.
Eric, I might have you grab a couple of paper towels when you get a second. All right. Vicks VapoRub. I'm experiencing it now. Does it work? A Penn State study showed Vicks VapoRub to be more effective than placebo petroleum jelly. Well, that means they had a bunch of people. Some of them got regular old Vaseline. And some of them got VapoRub. And they're like, hey, how does everybody feel? And it did improve them. It helped with their cough and congestion with regard to helping children and adults sleep.
Thanks, Eric.
However, the study also showed that unlike the petroleum rub placebo, Vicks VapoRub was associated with burning sensations to the skin. 28%, nose, 14%, and eyes, 16%, with 5% of all study participants reporting redness and rash when they used the product.
You got to burn that flu off. It's got a little burning sensation. You feel like you're burning it off.
No, I mean, I just feel menthol.
Right? You guys are all, this is all part of your day now that you're going.
Who cares?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, who cares?
I have no problem with it.
Ryan's got a show
Sean's
tonight.
Sean's putting it on like it's cologne.
Love it.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
It says to put it on your neck. I've never put it on my neck, so I thought this was a good time.
You had all the pressure points.
What do you usually put it on?
On your chest here.
When you're
I'm not doing that when I'm, you know, I'm wearing a shirt.
Clothes.
Not on a podcast.
I'm on a podcast. I'm not popping the shirt off.
You got to put it behind the ear.
Some people just love this stuff. Vicks users have claimed that the salve can cure and heal many maladies. Again, Vicks does not say this. These are just things that people say. We talked about it with, what was the thing I did that the guy invented it here with the menthol? It was a good one.
Taco Bell.
No.
Okay.
Dan Murray.
The airport.
airport.
Guys.
Lambert.
Triumph.
I can picture the bottle, and I can't picture the name.
I saw this clip. What was it?
It's an antiseptic. What is it?
Oh, the
Listerine.
Listerine.
Yeah. I was close.
That menthol thing, people were led to believe
Rush.
It solved everything. people were led to believe it solved everything because there is something magic and a reaction that you have to menthol. In fact, people still believe.
Bare naked ladies.
It takes care of toenail fungus. They say you rub it on your toenails, cover your socks, and sleep, and your fungus problems will go away. For a cough, they say you put Vicks on the soles of your feet, and it'll fix the problem.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, man.
Some people use it for dandruff. They say rub it directly on the scalp, and your flakes will just disappear. That's because they just can't go anywhere. You're just keeping them in place.
Yeah, that, I don't know if I'm buying that.
I've definitely heard that put it on your feet and then put socks on.
And what's that supposed to do?
Feet is the pathway for a lot of stuff.
It's the pathway to everything.
The gateway to everything. Yeah, man.
The gateway to the soul.
Yeah. Greg put onions around his feet once.
He did.
Onions and garlic.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
In a hotel, right? You have a whole bit on it, don't you?
I haven't done the bit in a long time, but yeah. I did it.
It's being haunted by a ghost or something.
We've all done stuff.
We've all done stuff. People use it for chapped lips, which seems crazy.
Yep.
Mosquito bites. They say if you smooth Vicks on the red bumps on your legs and
arms. I can see that helping.
It takes the itch right out.
I can see that helping.
And then warts. They say dab Vicks on the wart, cover it with duct tape, and it may fall off in a few days.
That's all right. Probably not true.
Let's go the other way. What should you now put it on? Sunburn.
No.
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea.
We'll go no on sunburn.
And honestly, you shouldn't put it under your nose. Like you got to be careful. And you should not put it in your mouth. Obviously, that's
what's
a thing
that?
That's said all over the place.
That is Sean's personal Vicks Vapo thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you plug it in.
Yeah.
Like a Glade plug-in.
For our audio friends, you can't see, but it's just like an air freshener. Then you take this strip, you put it in, and you get 6 to 9 hours of relief.
I say you crank it up.
You want me to get it in?
Crank it up. Do it.
Do we have an extra outlet?
I mean, no.
This thing doesn't work.
One over there.
All right.
Eric, let me set Randy's cool with this. This is what Randy gets for not sticking around today.
This is what he gets, man.
Yeah.
He'll love it.
Man, I'm feeling super.
Now, these are real.
I feel a little loopy, honestly.
Super vague.
Be very careful. Yeah.
I feel a little loopy.
Hold your breath,
I'm getting enough oxygen.
Hold your breath.
Well, get ready for this.
Yeah, we've got so much Vapo menthol going on that I'm like, whoa, brother.
Yeah.
This is.
All right, Eric. There you go, buddy.
We're a little dizzy.
Let that rip. In fact, Eric, you're going to get hit first because you're right in front of it. So
I don't think it's going to like just spray out, though. This is going to take
It's very mild. And
Then
the room
goes,
gets all,
there.
And the room gets all,
really, really soft. So yeah, people use it for a lot of different stuff. The band, and that's Vicks, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
hey,
thanks for coming out, everybody.
Heyo,
Tim.
That's Vicks, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Vicks. We're covered in Vicks.
What about this thing right here?
The humidifier,
the nebulizer.
I gotta pay.
No, it's my treat, buddy.
No, man.
I got it.
You'll just complain.
The only reason why is because we always want to try and fill the shelf space. That's obviously a good shelf space filler. Would we agree on that, guys?
It does fill the shelf. Man.
So, I mean, there's no point in buying 5 of these. And these are $30, by the way.
That thing is $30?
$27.99 plus tax.
Oh, really?
This one got me.
What about the stick?
Yeah.
The bath salts? How much are those?
Bath salts were like 10.
What about the stick?
And then the stick was like, I think it was about 20.
Glade plug-in?
1.25 ounces.
Plug-in was mine. I already had.
1.25 ounces, $20.
What am I in for, Sean?
Wow.
What's 75 right now. But I got it today.
75.
Holy cow.
It's my treat.
75.
No, you got tax stuff, man. You're doing... You're
Vicks they're a pretty expensive brand, huh?
Sean figured out this year that you got to pay taxes.
Whoopsie.
So, that's it?
We did it. We did
that's
Vicks.
That's Vicks, baby.
All right.
That was Vicks, man.
I like what you did. What's this CA on your hat? Is that Creative Artists?
Yeah, I'm just a huge fan of their work. No, it's...
That was a race car track.
Canada?
It's a soccer team. My brother was just in Mexico. He saw a soccer game in Mexico City. This, I'm told, is like one of the big clubs in their version of Major League Soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet you their version is better than our version.
Cool hat. Mexican soccer? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Ryan, you a big hat guy?
Hat guy?
Yeah.
I like my hats.
Hair like that, though.
Yeah.
Man, why would you?
Man, a great hat.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be a hat guy at
Superstar.
Some point.
I doubt it.
I got some good hats.
You don't need to be a hat guy, man. You got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God made it right for you.
Well, I do like my hats, though. I can't wear like the dad hats, like the soft ones.
Yeah.
You know, I need to have like a full hat.
Yeah.
Like the ball players wear. Like that style.
Yeah.
Is this a dad hat?
No.
It's close.
Oh, no.
It's close. It's like the a dad hat being like the
no
soft,
structure.
There's no structure. Yeah, it's the soft just, one. And that seems to be like kind of all the rage.
This is kind of this would be it then, right?
Don't let this guy.
There's
get
no
you
structure,
down, Sean.
No, I mean that is more structure.
That
than,
has slightly than, more structure than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got a Nashville.
Ooh,
this
wow.
There's a Gibson.
This here, this green one over there. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Oh,
no structure.
Yeah.
It's got some vapor rub good. In my mouth.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, that is against rule number six, buddy.
Yeah, don't do it.
Sorry. We got a code red. Get
don't
in the restroom and clean up, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Are you going to be able to do comments?
One thing at a time here. Of course I can do comments. I'm a
professional. The water's going to light you up. Here it comes.
Yep.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do some comments. These comments come to us from our episode on Jolly Rancher, which, if you remember, also included a guest appearance by our friend Aletha from the Cheesecake Factory.
People love Aletha.
They sure do. I couldn't read all those comments. They're just, we wouldn't have time.
No, that's all. It's
but
all,
they do love Aletha.
Yeah. You're not going to get as many.
That's fine.
Yeah, pro Ryan comments as you're getting.
It's okay.
Just, you might. Nobody can.
I don't need to compete with Aletha.
I think it's been
you
a good,
can't.
Good
can't.
Showing by Ryan. Aaron Edwards, U9K, said, Tim, trying to give facts, and all we hear is Greg. Grape is Will Good. You're trying the grape, Jolly Rancher. Well, I was trying to perform.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Perform my job. I'm reading the text.
Read it as, yeah.
CJT2099 said, featuring a product that only 2 out of 3 hosts can sample feels a little bit like having John Daly review liquor at an AA meeting. Since Tim is the only one tasting it, I'm surprised you guys didn't pick caviar. Love the pod.
Wait, why somebody else couldn't take?
Sean and I were trying to get off of sugar.
Oh, so you wouldn't try it?
Jolly Ranchers. We wound up trying a little.
Yeah, we got in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tim had them in his mouth the whole time, I think.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame
good
you.
Stuff.
Jesse Boyer said and addressed this right to Sean. He said, I've been a little busy, so I'm a couple days behind. Are you telling me you and some awesome guy named Jesse Boyer used to sit around and pound Mountain Dew as kids? This was all just a little too familiar to me, suddenly given my name.
True story, yeah. Jesse Boyer.
Is this the Jesse Boyer?
Probably not.
Oh, it's just a different Jesse Boyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that Jesse Boyer. He'd find me and he'd shoot me.
Oh.
You guys had beef for your problems or?
Lost touch.
Stiff him on the rent.
No, man. He was real spoiled by his mom.
Oh, man. Whoa. Oh,
and I just called him out and I'm like, what? And then his mom like got in my face.
Uh-oh.
Like I'm in like second grade.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You a psycho lady? Like you're screaming at me. She's like, don't ever talk to my son like that again. I'm like, your son can go pound sand. I'll talk however I want to talk. And I'm in second grade.
Even
and
then?
So I got in trouble for that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to not talk to your kid. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And the kid just like ran off his mom and. I mean, he's
sort of disparaging.
Me.
I don't know. We all have a right to grow
I wish
up.
Him the bad. I'm just saying
he's probably a fine adult. You know,
I hope he is. I'm just saying. You're not perfect. You know, this is back in 1987, and I need that aggravation.
This is only 2 years.
But you never yell as a parent. You never yell at the other kid.
No, you can't be doing
that.
Right?
You correct your kid, and then you got to get mad at the other kid. But you can't. Like you guys, you're gonna find out soon.
Yeah.
If somebody does something wrong, your kid, are you gonna go yell at a 7 year old?
Nope. Tim and I have talked about this. Somebody wrongs Timothy, you call me and I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Call me, I'll handle it. I have nothing to lose.
I think you guys are going too far. Just call Max.
Yeah, that's true.
Get that dog on the
Max case. Is all over. He'll be good for that.
Max is mostly just gonna be friendly.
Yeah. Wow, man, were you really opened up about
that kid?
Yeah,
that kid upsets Timothy.
Took shots at some guy. We just lost a listener.
Yeah.
You called.
Well, I don't think you lost.
That's a good Jesse Boyer.
Yeah. But and I mean, he might be good. I'm just saying it was bad because
if
of the
that Jesse
thing.
Boyer was ever going to be a listener, he ain't now.
No, he's
and his mother
and his mom. Yeah,
he clarified.
Sean's taking shots at the other Jesse's mom.
Boy, I mean, I don't think it's that one.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy,
I'm surprised that you didn't research this.
I don't know, man. Okay. Now I'm terrified.
It seems by his tone it probably wasn't. But
yeah.
Who knows?
No.
No, it can't be.
Context tells us that it's not that
it's
guy.
It's not him. Yeah.
TWH Love says, Kristen here. Sean
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Sean mispronouncing the word mispronunciation and nobody realized it. brought me joy.
I even went back. Well, I don't remember. I mean, I believe you.
You might have said mispronunciation.
I don't remember saying that. I believe
it could have happened.
Anybody else struggling from all this menthol?
I'm fine, man.
No, man.
You put it in your mouth, man. Dude,
You put it in your mouth on purpose.
The water is going to light you up here.
You want Ryan to do the comments?
No. No, no, no.
Yeah, you need help.
I'm going to say you probably mispronounced it.
I'm sure I did, but it is odd that none of us.
I've heard you struggle with dog.
She gave a time code.
Oh, she gave a time code?
Yeah.
Well, then, no, I believe her.
That's susurrus.
You can look for it if you wanted.
Very susurrus. Susurrus.
Jesus.
Studio.
Old Philly Collins.
Jesus M553 said, Sean will always be a man of the people. He says espresso instead of espresso like the rest of us.
Man, they're taking a lot of shots. And I don't care for it, Sean.
We want coffee.
I say espresso?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I believe it's on film.
I believe it.
He's complimenting you. Espresso.
He's saying you want it fast.
If the next one is about Sean's mispronunciation.
The one I say wrong is Chipotle.
Yeah, that is wrong.
Yeah, you got that
Chipotle.
Wrong.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
What is it?
Chipotle.
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 What is it?
Chipotle.
Do what I do. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Lay. Now do it fast. There you go.
Chipotle. Okay. Yeah.
That's like, gotcha. That's how the electric company or Sesame Street used to
do. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
Sound it out, buddy.
Chipotle. Okay. I'm learning, man. Hey, you guys fumbled on a word today.
I fumbled on a few.
Sure.
I'm the biggest fumbler. He's fumbling all the time.
It's just, for some reason, when you guys do it, it's not funny. But when I do it, it's hilarious.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, you're a funny guy, man.
Yeah, it's part of your magic.
It's part of my magic.
It's like your menthol, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Bob Barlow.
You can do...
What's he got?
Bob Barlow, 76-80.
Bob Barlow, I know Bob from Connecticut.
Is that right?
He's a big word of the day influencer. He'll private message me and be like, hey, Sean, why don't you... And he's got some real zingers.
I've met Bob in person. Good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
While the desserts Aletha brought to the podcast look great, something no one should sleep on is Cheesecake Factory's strawberry shortcake dessert. Regardless of the season, it is an excellent alternative to the other menu offerings. Signed,
all right, let's unplug that
Bob
thing.
Barlow.
What? Oh, the Vapo?
Glade plug-in.
Oh, you experiencing it too?
Yeah, something's going weird.
I can't tell what's
I feel
in the
loopy.
Air,
I'm telling you, there's so much menthol loopy. In here. Yeah. We're feeling loopy.
I loaded up, man. I
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's really making me feel a little crazy. Yeah, now I understand.
Too. Right, yeah,
the alternative
uses
for this
stuff.
It's going
to give that extra juice to the show.
I don't like the way I feel.
No, I don't like the way I feel either.
Randy steps away. We turn his place into a menth lab. Yeah. Menth lab?
Man, oh man.
I think that's funny, buddy.
Boom. I like it a lot.
I like it.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Thanks so much.
Breaking salve.
Maybe just next time, let us respond to it.
No, it was too hot.
You had to throw a boom.
Could
you not congratulate yourself like 2 seconds after you do it?
For all I know, you're going to go into your next thing. So I, you know.
Yeah, but the listeners would love it. That's just a note I'm giving you.
All right.
You hit gold and you're like,
Which.
I think sometimes you have to.
Sometimes
I think Menth Lab was one of those times.
We do all three. No,
we
do.
We got it.
We wanted to
celebrate me.
Yeah.
Mm. Appreciate it. We've all learned a little something here. A.A. Schmidt said, Aletha is such an absolute delight. I was having an awful day doing IT work and she just cheered me up so much. I think she does that for Greg, Randy, Sean, and Tim as well. Thank you, Aletha.
Oh, thank you.
She's the best. What the hell? Cheesecake's pretty good too.
CH1265 Carrie said, I used a French press and it tastes better because you use freshly ground beans. Pre-ground coffee is too fine to use in the press, so you have to buy beans and a grinder and do a thick grind so it's chunky. All in all, the process is kind of nice, kind of a nice morning ritual. It doesn't take longer than waiting for a regular coffee maker to be done.
Speaking of which, Sean, can I get an update? I gave you $50 3 weeks ago and you were going to purchase a coffee maker.
I'm going to probably just give it back to you, man.
That's what you said last week. You haven't done that or bought a coffee maker. Could you just buy a coffee maker, Mr. Coffee? How hard is it to buy a coffee maker?
Wait, you're not making your own coffee? That's the deal?
No, right now I'm just not drinking a lot of it.
I mean, why don't you just go to Mr. Coffee?
No, I have a Keurig.
Yeah.
Which just doesn't really make great coffee.
No.
And then I have French press.
Okay.
Which I like. And she is right. It's actually not too hard to make. The cleaning of that thing's a pain.
Mm.
you got to unscrew the thing. It's like a 5-piece thing and then scrub it in.
Mr. Coffee's pretty easy to use.
So
$20, you're going to turn a $30 profit. You'll it's a good deal. Could you just do it?
Greg stands by Mr. Coffee. I might give you his I believe I was like,
there's a lot of might.
When we lived together, I said, I gotta like find a coffee maker, and I was complaining about it, and then Greg just got a coffee maker, and he didn't drink coffee.
Mm.
And wow. It was with Mr. Coffee.
Man.
Yeah, that's he will pull
you
that.
You complain about something enough around this guy,
you're going to
get some assistance.
Or if you compliment, like I told him I liked his Nike, he had the throwback Nike Airs.
Yeah.
The Air Max with the bubble. And then a week later, he just shows up at my house with a pair.
That's
$200
nice.
$200 pair.
There you go.
Out of no reason.
Yep.
Just he's like, here you go.
So you keep going, you're going to find that you're going to get a knock on the door, dog catcher.
Well, that's why I keep hitting Tim up for Ray-Ban.
Hey, Greg told me to pick up the dog.
Yeah. You hurting?
I don't know what's going on.
We're getting all messed up in here.
We're all messed up.
Yeah.
We're all messed up.
And then Mookie2619 says,
man, Menth Lab was good.
Menth Lab.
Thank you.
Execution poor, but man, that's a good joke.
Mookie2619 said, y'all are sleeping on Peach Jolly Ranchers. Those are the best.
Peach. I like Peach. Yeah.
Is that still around?
Yeah, but I don't think they were in the assorted pack.
Seasonal?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, anymore, I remember honestly. Peach. Peach is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all right. I'm not a big...
Remember I almost Peaches, brought up the color of it, but you guys already know it's peach colored.
Yeah. Remember Peaches, the record store?
Oh, yeah. Popular t-shirt.
Yeah, they had crates, too.
Like yeah.
People would keep their albums in there.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Remember their record albums. Pit.
Well, sure. Yeah,
that's a TV show. Off the TV show.
Yeah. Beverly Hills 90210.
That show changed my life. Changed my life.
Sideburns? Yeah. Do you have sideburns?
You better believe I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I can see that. Good too, man.
Big Brandon guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I didn't think Dylan was that hot.
Do you have some stuff to share with us before we get into plugs?
I've got a couple.
Oh, yeah, man. I got some stuff over here. Sean, you got something?
Yeah, just a couple emails.
Neck is burning.
You know, people, I appreciate everyone writing in at theconsumers390@gmail.com.
Love it.
You can't say it enough.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We'll flash it up there.
This message is from Alyssa Delaroy. She wrote, the Taco Bell episode made me think of this story. I'd also shared on Nate Lanz a few years back. In my early 20s, I had gotten into a bad habit of frequenting my local Taco Bell for lunch a few times a week. I'd stick to my old favorites, getting a Crunchwrap and a Baja Blast. One day when I pulled up to the window, they asked if I wanted my usual. I was mortified that I'd become a regular. Yeah.
Yep.
Place.
That'll do it.
After that reality check, I stopped going, and now it's just a rare treat. And I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
There is something. That happened to me at a sub shop.
Really?
Yeah, back home.
Yeah.
And it just became, and I'm like, man, I'm putting mayo and just full calorie sub. And he's just like, you want the and salami and not even like the good processed meat.
Yeah.
Like the bad processed meat.
Bologna. Yeah, there's something nice about anonymity where, you know, you don't want to be known at certain moments. You know?
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be
where
known.
Nobody
at the
knows it your name.
It depends where it is.
At the Taco Bell, maybe that's not where you want to be a regular.
Jimmy John's in college at Mizzou, they knew. Like my number would come up and they'd go regular and I'd go, yep. And then it'd be over.
Wow.
Real quick.
That's pretty cool.
Which I was proud of.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, a few of the bars in Columbia. I was a regular at a lot of places in Columbia. But I was also stuck out because I was just drinking a Shirley Temple. So
yeah.
They knew.
Yeah.
A college kid.
Yeah. I can't believe, man, I so applaud you. To be in that environment and be sober is amazing.
I thought you were going to applaud me for Menth Lab more, which I think I...
That's amazing.
Well, you applauded yourself quite a bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great, we're all...
No room for us to really applaud you.
We're all excited.
We couldn't get into applauding this
I mean, didn't you want to, like, just punch everyone in the face while everybody's, like, drunk and you're just sober?
Tim's not a violent guy.
No, you're not.
I never knew anything different. I think it would have been, I think people who drink and then get sober, it's probably more of a struggle for
jarring.
Them. But it was just.
Have you always been a teetotaler?
That's not name call.
Yeah, that's a little.
Well, I don't know.
This is a clean show, man.
I'm good so far.
I've never used different words.
Never drank.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever. Still today.
Correct.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, so we'd be in party land in Columbia, ripping it up. Frat houses the whole thing, and he's having cherry Pepsi. Well, guys are doing shots of Jaeger.
Yeah.
I'm just saying those guys would eventually, I love them, but they'd be annoying
after
midnight and be like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I'd say I got annoyed at it, but I don't know.
He still was sleeping well.
Yeah.
I applaud you, buddy.
Fun environment at times. Yeah. But
what about at your wedding?
What about, oh, how drunk Sean was? Yeah, surrounded.
Hey, man, I had a great time. Sean had a great time. Yeah, I don't think I was out of bounds.
Good enough time for everybody.
No, you did.
I mean, I wasn't like humiliating. I was just chatty, and I had a good talk with, believe you.
Everybody.
He was mispronunciating some words.
There was a lot of mispronunciation.
Mispronunciating.
Couldn't quite get his name.
Quite a bit. Sean had a good time, though. That's all. Yeah.
I got some stuff in the mail.
Oh, look, Brett's mail. Corner. What do we got here?
Yeah. I just went to the box. I figured I'd just do it since I went to the box yesterday. This is a kind of a nice little, this is from Roxanne Roberts. It's, what is that, Sean? A key or
lanyard?
Tim, a keychain. It's a keychain that's embroidered.
It probably goes on your, it's like a bag tag on your luggage.
I know exactly. I have the same thing.
Yeah. She gave you a Bill's one. What you do you use it for? It.
That's keys, beautiful. Baby.
Keys. Okay. I think this
safe.
Could be luggage too. It says wrestling on it. So, yeah, I think it's more of a keychain.
I like that. That's very nice.
Roxanne Roberts.
So you guys both got those, huh?
Yeah, also, she's got a company out there. Well, let's give her a plug.
She's doing nice work.
Luggage
it's called
cool.
So Cute Creations. Now, how do you think "so" is spelled?
S
E W
E
bang. So cute.
There you go.
I love this.
We also got a big package of Otis stuff.
Oh, they're back.
Yeah.
Does Roxanne not care for my work that she just gave gifts to you guys? That's my question.
I just want to get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said that you're not for everyone.
Yeah.
That is
please
true.
Tell Tim not funny.
Oh, wow.
No, it says, please tell Tim I'm working on one for him.
Oh, okay.
And her birthday is April 19th. That's coming up.
Okay.
This is from Patty Brennan, frequent contributor.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I know Patty.
Got these for your kids.
Amazing.
Another Otis hat. Ryan, you want that?
Is it a dad hat?
No, but it'll work.
That's a hat that if you're like a burglar hat.
Or a little league umpire.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah.
I got some notebooks.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Ryan, you don't write. Sean.
Hey, sir.
Knew that was coming.
Sidewalk chalk for your kids.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah. This will go to work today.
Also could be used on the driveway. Another one.
What's that? Oh, thanks.
And then.
Oh, this is great.
We got a cool package here. This is pretty neat from Cincinnati. This is our friend in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Natalie.
Nice handwriting.
Natalie and the Natty. She gave us like all these little things that means that like every brand that has been, all these are something that have been referenced on the podcast.
No kidding.
And they're from a place called, I think, Jungle Gyms. In Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati, where they have like
Jungle
rare
Gyms
stuff.
International
this is a
Market.
Cream cheese Oreo.
Wow,
what's this, Tim?
Matcha.
The flavor is matcha and fig Oreo. Wow.
There's a Jif chocolate bunny.
I ate this 2 days, 3 days ago.
Really?
Easter.
Have another. We got some Pez.
Easter basket.
We got Nerd clusters. We got Smarties. What else we got? Oh, look at this, man. Man, that might break me out of my sugar ban.
Wait. Actually, I need that bunny because I ate it and my wife was like, you ate the whole bunny by yourself. You didn't let me try the bunny. This is going to save my marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is not.
This is going to save my marriage.
Pez. That's huge. That's a foreign Kit Kat.
Yeah, foreign.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got these all at the H Mart by where I live.
Dweebs? Did we talk about those?
Wow.
Yeah. Part of nerds.
Dweebs, that's we for did? You, buddy.
Wait, what's a dweeb?
Yeah, I remember it's these nerd rascals.
Kind of ooh, Maltesers. These are really good. These are like English Whoppers, I believe.
Wow.
We're going to get everybody, a lot of Pez. We're going to get Eric some of this stuff, too.
Who wants Nerds Clusters, guys? Let's do this.
Yeah. Did you say Certs Clusters?
Certs Clusters.
Nerds.
Oh, yeah, man. These are
they'll call you out
really
on
really good.
Nate Bargatze specials.
These are very good.
Right there. In honor of the leader of
no,
this
no
podcast.
Sugar for you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Company.
Wow.
Got a lot of stuff. Thank you to
Natalie
in Cincinnati.
Natalie amazing. Cincinnati. Making miracles happen.
Also, if you want to remember something, I read this when I was trying to remember lines for Ryan was living with me. I was auditioning, trying to remember lines.
No callbacks.
Red, no callbacks at all. I'm terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Red on yellow is how you remember something.
Really?
So Natalie wants us to remember what's written here.
I never knew that.
It also stimulates you and makes you hungry. That's why I like McDonald's. It's big on the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember? Okay. We talked about that, about the red and yellow mm-hmm. is incorporated in so many logos. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like over on half.
French's?
Oh, yeah, right
there's
back
a
there.
There's a red. Pringles?
Look here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Jif's in on it.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff here, man.
It's great. Man, these clusters are good. They have a little menthol kick to them, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm sure
they
do, man. That might be your hands or your lips.
Yeah, man, you're going to be
or the
in trouble.
Cloud that's permeating this room. We got a lot going on here. Who gets the vapor rub thing?
The big steamer?
Yeah.
Let's give it away.
No.
Okay, buddy.
Raffle.
Why? I'm buying.
First person to comment on YouTube that says something like, I
you're
want
to get
the,
in legal trouble. You don't want to do that.
What do we call it?
You're going to get it in legal trouble.
Vaporizer.
The Vicks Vaporizer. Comment on there on YouTube, and Sean will take care. And then you got to probably email Sean.
Yeah,
you got to do that, and then email Sean your address. And
No, I'm telling you, I think you're going to get in legal trouble. You don't want to be raffling off of a humidifier here.
Hey, man, we give a lot of stuff away in here, so zip it.
What are the stakes? Because I'm telling you, people are going to go for this. I promise you.
You're just saying
the first person on YouTube to mention this.
They got to do a word or something.
No, they don't.
It would be cheaper to send them.
Hey, somebody
on
tell him it's not. He doesn't handle the business end of this podcast.
Wow. Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow.
He doesn't like being undermined.
Yeah,
like
I'm done.
You're a creative contributor. You're a guest. But when it comes to like the day to day, zip.
I'm okay.
Yeah. We don't want. Yeah.
Oh, boy, you're in trouble. Yeah,
pretty much. We've heard all we need to hear all from right. Ryan for this podcast.
Ryan, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Tim.
Yes, Greg.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
Not Ryan.
Got it.
All right, buddy.
A while ago, we promised some Crocs,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't do it, but we're going to do it this episode.
Oh, ooh. Huge. That's great.
Yeah. So hopefully these folks made it to the end of the episode. Got a little rocky there for a while.
Yeah.
Mama Lou Bear gets a pair of Crocs.
You love to see it.
Mama Lou Bear, you need to email Sean, ask for the Crocs, give him your address, tell him you're Mama Lou Bear. What is that address?
TheConsumers390@gmail.com.
There you go, Mama Lou Bear.
Good job, Sean.
Clinton Coleman 3227 gets a pair of Crocs.
Huge.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hernandez 1456 for her 15-year-old daughter gets a pair of Crocs.
Incredible.
Okay, and finally, I believe we promised these on the actual Crocs episode, or maybe the following episode.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, Heather Frost, 50.
Yes.
Heather Frost, we read your comment. We liked you. I don't think you specified a size, so you get the kids' Crocs. I bet you know a kid somewhere.
We all know kids.
Yeah. All of you, email my man Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, send it down.
TheConsumers390@gmail.com. Also, I've only sent out one big prize for the Denzel Glory reference. There were five or six of you. We referenced those folks on a previous podcast. You can also go to your YouTube comment on that episode, which was the Crocs episode.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath, I said, hey, you won. Send Sean an email.
I know, man. I don't know.
And that's a good prize. I'm going to go ahead and say what it is.
Mm. You can say it.
Gift card to the Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
Right. It
kidding
is a
me?
Gift card.
Wow.
For $5.
No, it's not.
I know.
What are they for?
For $50 gift cards.
$50, I believe.
Yeah.
Compliments of Aletha.
Should have been 54. It would have been great.
Well, I love a 54.
That's what I'm saying.
54 is the only family I got.
That's what it does. Voices.
People love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
People love it.
These guys don't care for it. If I ever try.
I didn't see the movie. So
lighten things up.
You've never seen Glory?
I
haven't seen Glory.
He's the fun guy.
Yeah, if I ever try to make things fun or
things hard.
Goof around a little bit, it's just these guys. Or
you're just trying to make people feel better.
Yeah. He literally, what did I do? I walked in today.
There's no cure.
I walked in today and he's flipping out about, what is this thing?
I just know, as I go, instead of buying a couple bottles of NyQuil for $6, he buys a $150
vaporizer.
Well,
there was a little ulterior motive to make NyQuil its own thing. So, you know, Greg and I didn't know what we were walking into.
Yeah, man.
You sound a lot like the fun one as you explain that.
Man, you better nail it on that NyQuil episode because this is going to be the best thing ever.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said it's its own brand.
Yeah. Somebody's got to try these.
Go ahead, buddy. Get in there.
Ryan, you want to give it a shot?
Raspberry Kit Kat?
Raspberry Kit Kat from a foreign country. I don't know which one. Can you identify the language?
This is
not French. I can tell you that.
This is Japanese.
We got any plugs?
We sure do, Greg. I'm so glad you asked. If my
in the wall,
are correct.
The plug.
Oh, can I say this about this first?
I did my joke.
Yeah.
Guys, I got one in.
Yeah.
A very nice. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, buddy.
We're No. Sean's on fire.
I'm on fire. I'm running.
Come on, man.
All right. Back to the candy.
Yeah, you didn't even hear his plug bit.
That's fine.
I did a plug bit about the plug.
I missed it.
Individually wrapped these Kit Kats.
I gotta try this.
All right.
I'll try one stick.
Well, tastes like a Kit Kat with raspberry. Pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Perfectly acceptable.
You like them?
Light, crunchy, airy. Raspberry.
Not bad, a little mild. I could do without it, but it's good.
Give me a break. Nope.
That's it.
I'm chewing. I was going to get there.
Nobody's coming in.
We're chewing.
You really came in at the wrong.
If only we had a guy that sang for a living at one point.
Hey, that guy had a raspberry Kit Kat in his mouth. This episode comes out on
Mixed with some Vaporub.
April 14th. If it is April 14th, that means we will be in Nashville for the Nashville
Comedy Festival. Happy birthday to my brother, Matt.
Oh, way to go, Matt.
And happy free cone day to my wife at her office.
Huge.
It's an ice cream.
There. Huge. Wow. We should have led with
Grace
that.
Grace works for the Girl Scouts.
Yes, she does.
That's great. Love that. Anyway, we're in Nashville, Nashville Comedy Festival. Maybe you can get in. I don't know. But we're doing the Consumers Live. That's tonight, if you're watching this the day that it comes out. After that,
I bet you can't.
I bet you can't, too. But, I mean, we'd love to see you regardless.
I'll take that bet.
At the time of recording, there are 9 tickets available.
Wow. I know some. I bet there's less because I know someone that bought one since you told me that number.
Really?
Nine
Unless
times.
That person's a liar.
And that means 8.
Though. Who is it?
Joel Kent.
Liar!
No, he's a good guy.
Eight tickets left.
Mm.
Yep, great.
Eric, want to buy a ticket? Get us down to 7?
It's been sick 9 times.
After that, this week, we go to Austin, Texas for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival where you can see us perform sets. You can also see us perform the Consumers Live. So again, that's this week. So if you're anywhere near Austin, come join us. Lots of great comedy down there as well. GregWarrenComedy.com, good place to find details on that stuff. Greg's going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania, May 1st and 2nd. He'll be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, May 15th to the 16th. And then Worcester, Massachusetts on May 17th.
By the way, Greg, Carrie, friend of the program, emailed me a video of a hardcore Boston guy running through all the names. It was fun. And Greg was on it.
Yeah, Tim didn't agree with me.
I mean, this is per, you know, old school Boston guy.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't my argument.
And your argument was again?
I was saying, and I don't think I'm right about this as it turns out, that you can't be like, oh, well, that's a hardcore Boston person because they have an accent as they say it. Do you know what I mean? My point is I would say it as I said it. That person would say it as they say it.
But it isn't that. It's like everybody says
you're
it.
You're all supposed
to say
it.
Yeah, you're all supposed to.
By the way, Sean will be with me in Erie.
Thank you for mentioning
that.
I guess you'll be with me in Pottstown.
Ryan Beck.
Ryan Beck.
Also Puttstown.
In Worcester.
In Worcester.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, sir.
That's huge. Ryan, where can we follow you on the old social media?
Social media, you can find me at I Am Ryan Beck on Instagram and Facebook. And I'll be with Greg in Pottstown and Worcester.
I'm just letting you do your thing.
Yeah. What else is up on my calendar? I have a sleep study on April 16th. If anybody wants to come to Mount Sinai.
Those are going tough. Fast.
Yeah. We're gonna try to fix the snoring. We're going to try to fix the snoring, see what happens. But guys, that's where I'm going to be. Find me at I Am Ryan Beck Instagram. That's the place to be.
You have a full comedy special that I absolutely love free on YouTube. People can watch
on the 800-pound gorilla.
Anytime.
Yeah, thank you.
Ryan Beck, what's the name of the special?
It's called You Can Do Anything.
You Can Do Anything. Mm-hmm. Really, really funny.
Thank you.
So check that out as well. I've got Can You Feel the Punk tonight, May 2nd at the Pageant. 2 shows, bring the whole family. Disney songs by me and the guys. Going to be a really good time. And then happy to announce this. You just saw us in Columbia. You saw all 3 of us in Columbia, Missouri this past weekend. You saw Greg and Sean in Springfield, Missouri. Sean and I are going to be doing some dates together this fall. Tim and Sean out on the road. Our buddy Kevin's coming. We're going to do some music. We'll be announcing a bunch of those dates soon, but I feel like we should announce these since we were just in these towns. Tim and Sean, Springfield, Missouri at the Springfield Comedy Club, September 13th. Those tickets are on sale now. Tim and Sean, Columbia, Missouri at the Rose Music Hall, formerly Mojo's back when I was there, October 10th. So again, me, Sean, Kevin, a lot of dates coming soon that Sean and I are doing. So stay tuned for those. But yeah, catch us in Springfield and Columbia. And thanks to everybody that came out this weekend to what I'm sure were fantastic shows.
Excellent.
Well, we are the consumers. Man. You have been consumed.
Go Bills.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.